There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday.
It is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan.
Oh man.
Habits. Brett Festley sitting in the chair. I started to say the chair and then the coup. And I'm like, here we go. 20 years, you know, it's going to take time. There's Brett Festley. He's in the chair. And, of course, Big Dick Toledo sitting right across the way. Thanksgiving. It's here. I mean, this is it. This is the day that everybody starts doing that, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles thing. A little week early.
Some,
you know,
take off now.
Yep. This is the one where everybody starts planning. Well, we'll get out to Grandma's house today. We'll spend the weekend there. And
that might have been cut down a little bit this week.
Now no one's doing it. Now you go out to Grandma's early, you kill her before Thanksgiving. You can't do it. It's just impossible. Stay away from Grandma's, the rule. CDC came out yesterday. All those new rules, not rules, but suggestions. Don't see anybody. Don't do a thing. Cancel your plans. They essentially said that in their big announcement yesterday. Just cancel your plans. Are you not? Oh, yeah.
Not okay.
Yeah. It's the strangest thing because CDC is like they know something we don't. And it makes me happier that I'll be going somewhere because it just makes less people where I'm going. So I'm probably going to the safest place on the planet. Las Vegas, Nevada. Who would have ever said that? Sin City will be the safest place. The
full most, of tumbleweed.
The most dangerous place on the planet. Brady's house with all that love and caring and gathering. Screw that. Nobody wants any of that garbage. That bull will kill people.
We're up to 60 people now for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. All right.
You've got your three, but I'm sure some homeless drifters will pop over and you'll get some folks in that house that aren't Kirby and Ronnie. You'll have more than just the three by the end of the night. You'll end up with eight.
There'll be a Thanksgiving block party going on.
The weather will be nice. There'll be stuff going on in the driveway. And then that'll bleed over and Kenny and Laser and the stranger down the road and all that. So, yeah, you know, we should just have it outside. And the next thing you know, there's fold-out tables set up because the weather's so pretty. And then you guys are all coveting.
Just out of safety, I'm going to set up a table outside with food on it for people that just stop by. They don't have to come in.
Probably the smart thing. You can't help yourself from what I hear from the neighbors. Yeah. I, however, will be in my dreamland of gambling and having strangers have to be divided by plexiglass between us. I have to have glass between me and another person I don't know, or we can't sit next to each other. It's what I've been praying for since I was a kid. God, if only I could put a divider between the two of us. I was one of those weird. Remember, did you ever have in school, like, group tables? Like, there'd be four people at a table, and that was the desk?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like those. But then on test day, they'd put those dividers up.
Yeah, we had that in science at Rhodes, the big wooden dividers.
Big one, the X. And it would
We didn't have those, thank God, because thanks for some high elbows. I did well on some tests.
Yeah, it was because of people like me and you who were going to steal answers off the smart kid at
the table. You could still slide papers under. I learned that.
Stacy North and I developed a pattern with our pencils on the dividers that I could tap the eraser and she could tump, 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 tump. Number 23.
Little code.
And then I'd look over at her, and A, she would scratch her ass. B, she would rub her boob. C was, I didn't do C the way I would do it today. What did we do? I forget. C was a cap. She did a thing like she was pulling down a cap. Yeah, so we had our A, B, C's, and D's, and then she would do the same for me. What answer did you get for this? And the divider was the reason why, because all you had to do was tap it, and it made a hollow, like, tunk, 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 on the other side. Nobody could hear it outside of your divider. But the divider made me so happy, because it was like, oh, I've got my own little space. The person next to me can't touch me. And that's what Vegas is going to represent. I can't wait to go to...
That's why they designed QB Farms.
Oh, COVID Vegas is going to make me so happy. And trust me, people are like, that's irresponsible. No, it's not. No, it's not. I've got two seats on a plane, and Megan's not going. So I've got those. That's I'm by myself on the plane. Going to be great. Meeting a friend up there, I already told him. Game time's in my room by myself. What? Yeah, you're not going to that. Okay.
Come on, bro.
No. We'll go watch at the sports book. Nope. I'll be in my room watching that game in my drawers. And then maybe an iPad whack afterwards, and then I'll meet you downstairs. But that's about as far as I'm taking this. All alone.
No roses this weekend?
No. No prostitutes, Brady? No. That's COVID unsafe. Are you crazy? Their business
Even
is taking
a
beating.
He's a plexiglass over.
Now, if she lays under the glass table and allows the iPad beating on top, I'll treat her like a live iPad. She'll just be under glass. Yeah, it's... I can't wait. And I want to see that. I want to see the Vegas Strip empty. Like you said, when Huff took those pictures and people walking the Strip going, this is weird. I want that. I want to see this nihilistic end of the world Las Vegas. I think it's cool. But yeah, the CDC is saying don't talk to don't do it. So something is definitely burning. Now all of a sudden our hospitals are at 90% capacity. I saw that yesterday on the news. I'm like, well, that was fast because the other day I was talking to a doctor who said, oh, we're doing all right.
Yeah, it was like last week, 22% on the beds.
They're running out of space. They're flying people from other cities into places that don't have it as bad, and they're dragging them over. And I'm like, isn't that spreading COVID? Keep them where they're supposed to be.
But, fake news. Fake news.
That's exactly right. Spread that. Fake news, because that's what we need. This to last longer.
Yeah.
I want to pretend it is crazy real news, and that way we can get back to normal quicker. The more we say fake news, the more we'll be at this in May. But, yeah, so it's crazy. It's a weird thing, but I can't wait to go. Dividers, alone in a room. I only deal with, like, who I want. They leave room service at the door. Oh. I don't have to talk to – I'm going to try to make it through the whole weekend not saying a word. I'm going to be like a monk. It's going to be amazing.
Call down to the front desk. Is it okay? Can I get down to one of the machines?
Yeah.
Clear it out.
Clear out an area for me. Because bring one up to the room. Bring me a machine to this. I think that'll work better.
It probably would.
They might. Are you going to play it a lot? Oh, that would be awful. If I didn't have to go down to the casino and had an actual functioning slot machine in the room, I would be broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the end of me. But yeah, I can't wait. It's
Erica
be good.
Can make that happen for you.
I think we can make it. I think we'll talk to her. We'll make this a go. But yeah, I know everybody's got something they want to do, but a lot of people are talking about today. I talked to a couple people here at the building. Oh, we're taking Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday off, and we're leaving tonight or tomorrow night. And I'm like, oh, all right, two or three folks out the door. And then the CDC says, don't look at your family. They'll all die. And I think a lot of people are thumbing their nose at that. So we're going to have a huge spike. Huge. After this. I think that's what they're worried about. Because when they've tried to tell us on three-day weekends before, come on, keep it cool. And then you see the shots of, like, the Lake of the Ozarks, where there's more people than there are pool.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, their hands are pushed together because it didn't – I mean, they're killing each other out there. I'm like, all right, that's going to end badly. And then, whoosh, these huge roller coaster spikes. I say we have one more good one. One more big one before that vaccine kicks in.
Yeah.
Let's do some Thanksgiving spiking, folks. What do you say?
The best holiday surge ever.
Somebody told me that, too. They were emailing. So I heard you're going to Vegas. I'm like, what if you get it? Yeah? What if it's real bad? Will you feel stupid? No. Probably not. Maybe. I don't know. I think I'll be sick. I don't think I'll be worried about whether or not I'm stupid. I know that already. So, I don't know. The CDC, does that affect you at all? CDC saying don't go?
Not really.
Doesn't it make – I've had
– Because I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And my reaction,
though – not having a big – get together. If I was having a big get together, I would probably think about it a little bit, say maybe we shouldn't.
But it was the CDC that would make
it's
you
more,
do that?
I think it's because you just catch more crap from.
But that's,
why would you do that?
What I'm asking is that the CDC or is that you? Because I think individually, why would you have a large gathering? What do you need somebody? What do you need some overlord to tell you not to do that for? You should know better.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, if you're planning a large gathering and the CDC says don't, and that's what made it so you didn't, you weren't going to do it in the first place. Anybody who's already planning a large gathering isn't listening to the CDC now anyway.
Nor probably you know, ever were.
Or ever were. Yeah, right.
I didn't hear all of the news
yeah.
right off the bat on saying now they're saying just do not.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, it was yesterday. They're like, yeah. That's it. Just, I mean, go do the thing with the people who've been in your house. Don't go to other houses. Don't let people outside of your house in yours.
Yeah.
So basically, don't have guests. No guests. Inside, that's it. That's fine. But, like, you know, what if the poor single guy that always has to, there's always the single friend. Like, I did it for Fitz when he was here that time. We had Fitz over for Thanksgiving, and he tried to bang Megan's aunt the entire time, which was
right.
awkward and weird.
Nice.
But, I mean, they hit it off.
Yeah.
But I think he was really into it. I thought she just thought he was a nice drifter that we had let in.
Which he was.
He was, yeah.
So, what year did you graduate high school, Mama? 75. 75, huh? I was 2.
Hey, Big Babe.
Hey, Big Babe. I'd like to see what that looks like today, you know? Because when you were graduating from high school, I was coming out of one of those, you know? So I want to see if that's still the same.
I think he blew it when he said, do you want to come to my place and play some Call of Duty?
Right. She did. They went over. They played some COD. It was pretty fun. But, yes, I mean, you have your one. What about that poor bastard? You were that poor bastard for a while. You had, when you were single, you had
I went to Brenneman's one year.
Yeah, you went to people. You lobbed onto people's Thanksgivings.
Yep.
Yeah, that poor guy can't do it now because they're like, if he hasn't been in your house, don't let him in.
Yeah, I was all over the place.
Yeah, you did a lot of them. You were trying to glom onto everybody's
Sometimes there are, you know, it worked out pretty good. There's 2 or 3 Thanksgivings.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Just making the rounds at other people's houses.
You do puppy dog eyes. You get 3 or 4 turkeys. I didn't even think of that. Sweet Brady's like,
well, it looks like I'm not going back to the family. I love them quite a bit, you know, and I'm not going to see them this year, and it's just Thanksgiving with me.
Well, why don't you stop by our place?
I got a microwave pizza. It's cool. Thanks.
We got to invite Brady over. It's just so sad.
Family means everything to me.
There's years I'd take a look at the menus at the houses and say,
yeah.
Because you got to ask that.
Sure.
What are you serving?
You did that at my uncle's funeral. He did. He showed up at a guy he's met once at his funeral and asked what the spread was.
Hell of a spread.
What's the spread here at this place?
I don't know. I've never been to my uncle's funeral before. We'll see.
You know, for a funeral, John, it's a good spread.
It's a weird thing at a funeral where only like 12 people showed up in the first place, and you see Brady walking by, and my I didn't know you were going, and I was like, what the you doing here?
What's the spread like?
I don't know. Pinwheels. We got pinwheels.
I love those.
There's one thing that was wrong. I gave it 2 stars on Yelp.
Yeah.
I just hammered it.
He was like the first Yelp review ever, because it was like 2006. It was a tough,
Wake Yelp.
A tough Yelp review. Yeah. And the fun part about you at the Thanksgiving is,
I don't want to wear out my welcome. I'll only stay for a little bit. You guys are so nice. I got to go.
Out of pinwheels.
Head over there.
You're done with pinwheels. Brenneman's probably still eating. I got to get over to city before they're done with turkey.
Yeah, I find it, those poor bastards. And everybody's always got a friend who's here in town, can't go back. And now more than ever, if they're telling you not to go back
for
to your
sure.
parents, they're single guys. And so Thanksgiving's going to be a lonely, depressing time for a lot of people. And you want to be nice, but they say don't. Don't be nice to people. Virtual Thanksgiving is what they suggest. Zoom it. Ugh. That's the part of Thanksgiving no one likes is the chit-chat. We're there for the smells. We're there to watch the Lions lose. We're there to watch Kennedy's head come off. The talking usually ends
in somebody's politics.
Oh, yeah, that's what you don't want. The only good thing about a Zoom Thanksgiving is you can just hang up on Grandma. Grandma, one more time with the N-word, and we're going to have to, Brett. Brett's loving grandma's talk too much.
Sounds like my grandma.
Sounds like all our grandmas, let's be honest.
Brett's like, what? She's enjoying herself. Back off.
Nobody's got a grandma that isn't like, well, the Negroes, that Thanksgiving, you know, it's like, oh, God, here we go.
I saw what was going on with the...
You hear that from the grandma. If you hear your grandma start any sentence on Thanksgiving with,
well, these protesters...
You're going to hear something racist in about 5 minutes. And if you want to hear something racist, just go, cops, man. They've got it out for those black guys.
Hold on a second here, because it's up to the individual.
Who?
You know. What, Grandma? I'll be in the bathroom. You're going to try to make me say it.
And she'd say it. It wouldn't take long. Everybody's grandma's got that.
Mom freaks out. Mom, Grandpa says they throw spears.
All right, but we're leaving. Turn the Zoom off.
Is it true?
Shut up. Your grandpa's a relic.
But yeah, that's why you shouldn't go to Thanksgiving. It teaches your kids racism from another generation. Not because of COVID. Best thing we could do is take out some of these boomers with COVID. We wouldn't have all this lingering nonsense from another generation. But yeah.
Then when Gramps talks to his binary grandson. What the?
Yeah. They have to announce something. Skylar's going to tell her. Why is Skylar in a goddamn dress? I told you naming him Skylar was a bad idea.
I knew he'd end up twink. I knew. The second it was Skylar Jefferson, I knew he'd be a twink.
You were bullying him.
And the middle name is Francis. It's a woman's name.
No, it's a name. Listen, he's...
Well, how do you identify today, Skylar Francis?
I would prefer it if you didn't ask that and I could just reveal it naturally.
There ain't nothing natural about you, Skylar Francis.
That's it. I'm getting out of here.
He says he's a girl.
I prefer to be called they.
They is an idiot. Hey, they, pass me the peas, asshole.
Grandpa's a dick.
Oh, yeah. You know what a dick is now.
I want to be a grandpa so bad. I don't want to be a father. There's a hitch in the plan. But yeah, so don't visit your family for Thanksgiving. Not because of COVID. You know why. There's always the one. And politics, it's going to be a nightmare. But CDC says don't gather, don't bring anybody in. And again, like Brett, I totally agree. I think if you were going to have a large gathering, yeah. CDC's never been something you've paid attention to. The announcements are something you've never paid attention to. You're one of those people going, you don't die from this. You're right, you don't. Most people don't. But some people die from other stuff because of this. Flood those hospitals. That's the only thing I care about. Do stuff by yourself. Learn to love you. That's what I'll be doing.
There goes that therapy again.
My plexi. Yeah, but it's good. You know what? It's therapy to love this lifestyle that I've been trying to create for the last 25 years, which is let's put up dividers between each other.
No, love is the only way forward.
Is it? Seems like it's making everybody sick. AIDS, all the herpes. Seems like every time we love, we end up with a disease out of
it. That's the wrong kind of love.
Oh, it is? That's the only love that's good.
You and Larry must be trendsetters then in this field. You,
Larry is so far ahead of me. He is. He's the Zen master of separation, social distancing. I just didn't have a phrase for it. Social distancing is what I've been trying to do for my whole life. And they used to call it social anxiety disorder. Now it's the proper way. Oh, this crowd's annoying. I'm getting out of here. That's all I've ever felt in my life. They tried to give me pills for that years ago. Not now. How do you do it?
You're curious to see how Vegas is going to be.
Yeah, I'm emptiness.
I just thought about this is a big week for the Dunes where everyone goes out there.
It is?
Yeah, oh, Thanksgiving weekend.
Really?
Oh,
I didn't
huge.
Know
that.
Oh, wow.
Like I won't even go out there because it's dangerous.
It's own little town.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Up at Glamis or whatever?
Yeah.
No.
Yep. I have Glamis, Buttercup, all of them, yeah.
That's the Thanksgiving weekend, huh?
Yep, and I wonder how much that'll scale back. But since it's outdoor.
Yeah.
Again, it won't be
they're not
going to
care. No, not
right.
at all. Yeah.
That's not a group of CDC followers. If you've got a toy hauler, more than likely, you're using it. And you're saying F you to the COVID. I've started to say
I'll run it.
I still do. I know that I'm responsible individually not to. I'm almost COVID proof. And I know that's a knock on wood moment. But I'm not around anybody. You guys, that's it. And then that's it.
I'll tell you something, punk. You can't outrun it.
I'm trying to outrun it. I'm just not a social person. If there's a group of people that gather, I leave.
Yeah.
I walk away from, like, especially if I don't know them, I just get uncomfortable. It's the best gift I've ever given is this general anxiety. It's like, ugh, I don't like it. I don't know this person. And I'm walking away. I stay out of groups. I don't like them. It's the best. And now you're going to tell me that there's a place I can go where there's stuff I love to do, where they're building little boxes you live in, like a phone booth. Is what I have to stand. I used to always
with all the services and amenities.
I would bring Megan kind of started this for me, but I would bring the disinfectant wipes and clean the machine myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People look at me like, "Oh, you're insane." You'll see.
You are a trendsetter.
I am.
Wow.
Because I see people picking their nose too much to trust them.
Yeah, like the guy that had the booger rag hanging out of his nose at casino. Or something.
Well, that. changed everything. He was with me. Little Asian man who had a nose twisty in his nostril. He popped it out. It was full of blood.
Ugh.
And he put it in the other nostril. And then he'd go down and then he'd go and touch the slot machine. And he's touching the slot machine.
You never plug the other one. Make a fresh one.
And I turned to Brett and I said, I'm going to win $10,000 because magic Asian boogers are all over that thing. What did I do?
You hit.
Ten grand. I hit two. We went to dinner, went back, hit eight more on magic Chinese booger night. Any Asian that's pulling insides out and putting them on the machine, go play that machine. But any Asian that's stealing cards, run like hell. Their outside is not good. But yeah, that's a good thing. And I don't know if you guys saw this, speaking of boogers. Rudy Giuliani's presser yesterday was about as bad as it could get. Is this one of the most unbelievable meltdowns in 20 years you've ever seen of one individual? Rudy Giuliani was America's mayor on September.
He's got to be doing it on purpose.
No, you can't act this. September 12, 2001, was there anybody America trusted more than Rudy Giuliani and how he was handling 9/11. I mean, he was like,
oh yeah.
He and Bush to a certain extent. Bush went up on that rubble and gave his speech with the bullhorn, and you're like, whoa. Giuliani through the whole thing was just like aces. Boom, we're getting this. We're doing that. It's like, man, this guy's got it together. I hope he runs for president. Yesterday, Rudy Giuliani gave a speech. His hair was bleeding. He blew his nose in a hanky, which I've always found gross. But not only did he blow his nose in the hanky, he then folded the hanky backwards, booger side up, and wiped his mouth.
Oh, I missed that part.
You didn't see that?
No, I missed the hanky.
Once I saw the drip.
So the hair was bleeding because the hair dye. He's sweating so hard, his hair started to bleed on his face. Hilarious. People are catching this. They're taping it. Like, oh, Rudy.
Are you seeing this?
And he's just, he wipes it off, finally gets that off. Takes a hanky out, blows his nose while someone else is talking. Doesn't do the look down either, like most hanky owners look at their work like they just created a Jackson Pollock. And they fold it back over and put it in their pocket, which think about what you're doing and just throw up. He unfolds the hanky backwards. He origamis it outside. So what he just put into the thing is now the outside. And then he takes and he dabs the edges of his mouth and then just does a quick wipe of his mouth.
Better than wiping it with the inside.
No, he ate the boogers. That wasn't in my mouth as dirty. This is fresh snot. This is a fresh snot. He wanted some. It was Lick-A-Maid. It was that stick full of.
He's sweating. He needed something to retain water. Salt.
Oh. Just step over to the machine for a second. You're not even talking. He ate his own boogers. The video is everywhere.
I only seen the bleeding of just for men that was rolling down his face.
You didn't see the rest of it.
No, huh?
Oh, watch. We'll throw the video up.
I was waiting for Emmett Smith to run in.
Hey, Rudy, your hair is weird. Your beard is weird, man. What is it, Clyde and Keith Hernandez stand in your bedroom and tell you your beard is weird? Just for men can help you. Rudy's hair, gushing blood. And it was just nonstop. And you're just like, how is this man... My friend has a theory that Trump has Rudy out there making a mockery of everything so he can be the scapegoat. So Trump's like, if I had a better, like this guy lost his mind and he was in charge of this, I would have won if it wasn't
now
for
Rudy. Now
he
can blame it.
And then he can scapegoat and then just hate Rudy Giuliani out loud. And he doesn't care if he has an enemy in the end. And then it'll just be a fight between like, well, Rudy blew the whole thing. This was going to go, like, he's clearly lost his mind.
But it's when you originally brought up, that's what I thought yesterday. I'm like, wow, that whatever... kind of a legacy that he had back then is like...
You eat boogers on TV, your legacy's shot. I don't care if it's dementia-related. Oh, boy, that's what people are going to remember. Oh, he was so... At one point, we loved him, and then he ate that just hanky full of boogers right there on TV. We'll get the video up on our Facebook. I thought... I sent it to you guys, and I think Toledo ruined it when he goes, what, Jeremy's wasn't enough? I wasn't sending the same video. I was sending the next one. And
that's why I didn't watch it.
Yeah. All right. That's Toledo ruining everything again, said his ex-wife, current wife, family. There goes Toledo wrecking it all. And there's Walt Frazier and Keith Hernandez on video. Your beard is weird, man. That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
I love that. That commercial's so good.
It's so good. It's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible, but. And women won't talk to the guy because his beard's weird. I got you turned up. Pop it on.
No play for Mr. Gray. Get that man our Just for Men Brush In Color Gel.
It's specially formulated to penetrate coarse facial hair and gets rid of gray in 5 easy minutes.
Guaranteed not to run during press conference.
And run!
And suddenly, it was the gray beard that made it so that lady wasn't a whore. The second his beard turned back to normal, she's still in the bar looking for Dick. And he wrote, hey, she's still here. At that point, the gray beard should have said, wait a second. That girl's been here for 2 days, and nobody wants it. Why do I still want it?
There was a guy in here that looked similar to you, but he was older.
Yeah, I'd have walked in and gone, the nerve on you, bitch. You turned me down? You've been here for 2 days with no takers.
You had a gray beard.
Evidently, you smell like salmon and butterscotch. Bad combo. Put it in your head for a second and then walk away. Anyway, Rudy's booger hanky.
I got to see
it. It'll change your life because he's...
I don't know if I want to watch it now.
It's so slow.
It's just a cold.
Then he just sits and looks at it.
I think I'm going to eat that. That's something I'm going to eat. Mm-hmm. I don't know why everybody thinks this. I eat boogers. I eat snot. It was just snot.
Rudy, your hair's bleeding.
That'll happen sometimes. You know, ever since 9/11, I've had these problems with my hair. It bleeds. Because it's an unnatural reddish brown now. And I'm 90.
Just let it go gray. Have
waiting
some
for him to hop out on his tail.
Rudy's bounds! Why such a long face? We won the election.
Rudy, your hair's bleeding. Yeah, I don't. He's watch him eating the boogers. I'm surprised. And that's Toledo. He wrecked it.
Yeah.
Jeremy sent over the one with the hair bleeding. I talked about it. And I believe I wrote, there's more. Sent the same one and Toledo goes, what, Jeremy's video wasn't enough? We got to re-. I'm like, if I sent a repeat, I'm sorry. I didn't know Jeremy sent this one. So I gave up on it thinking, oh, the booger one's already on there.
Yeah, I gave up too once Toledo did that.
Well, he ruins everything. What a producer. Guy in charge of all the content. That's why your podcasts don't go up.
Well, you didn't hear it the first time.
Hey, how come the podcasts aren't up yet?
Oh, because we did them already this morning called a live show. You need a repeat?
It's the whole point of it. Anyway, so the booger eating one is horrific. And Rudy's about done. So you got that going. That's our morning start in a nutshell. Stay away from your family. And Rudy Giuliani eats boogers. We're all in second grade again.
Wow.
Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. And we'll shout it out together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.